can't let nobody make that decision for you.
You won't tell him why the other boys kick his ass all the time.
What's wrong?
I'm good.
No, I ain't seen good. You ain't it.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the impact of black culture on the Academy Awards. That was a trailer from the movie Moonlight. And my guests are film producer Dolly Turner and film critic Tim Gordon. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have thoughts about black culture and the Oscars, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Brenda, calling from D.C. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening.
Hi.
I'm calling because while I'm delighted that Viola Davis was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, I think her role and the job she did in the film rose to the level of Best Actress. And I'm just curious why she wasn't nominated for in the Best Actress category.
This is a very good question, and I've heard two different answers to this just today. I was under the impression that the studio initially thought that she would have an easier road if she went into the supporting actors field because several months ago, it looked very formidable in the Best Actress category. But then I was told this afternoon that Viola Davis made the decision to go into that category for that same reason. So I don't know who made the decision, but somebody made the decision that from an award standpoint, that it would be an easier way for Viola Davis to secure an Oscar by going support versus lead, because she absolutely is the co-lead of that film along with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is I've seen most of the other actresses who are in the Best Actress category, and I don't think any of their acting rises to the same level that Viola Davis's does.
You're absolutely correct, and I think in hindsight, you don't know that, or she didn't know that several months ago, but you're absolutely correct that between the Best Lead performances and the Best Supporting performances, Viola Davis' performance is probably the strongest one of all 10 that are nominated.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. David, calling from Oxon Hill. David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? David, are you there? David, give me a call back if you can. Let's go. Oh, Charlene. Oh, you know what? I think I tapped the wrong one. Charlene, give me a call back if you can, please. My apologies. Let's go to David. There you are. David, are you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And, it's a great topic. I want to say I greatly appreciate the comment that was just made about the Academy Awards and the type of award that they get, or the type of movie that they get an award for. It's ironic that, for example, Denzel Washington, he was in Glory, he was in Malcolm X, and then he gets it for Training Day. And then Halle Berry was in Dorothy Dandridge and Queen, and then she gets it for Monsters Ball. I was really upset about that because, you know, it seems as though the Academy, you know, it seems like the actresses and actors have to be in some stereotypical role before they'll get honored. And they get honored for a movie. And granted, the acting is good in both of these types of movies, but it just, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, the acting or the movie that where they're playing some degraded character, that's what they seem to get an award for. And I thought it was ironic, and I don't know if it's a good, bad, or bad thing, but it just didn't sit well with me, you know?
All right.
But wait a minute. You know, we mentioned Training Day, but Denzel Washington has two Oscars.
Denzel Washington won for Glory, and he won for Training Day.
Okay, so
He was nominated for Malcolm X.
He was nominated
for,
right. So my question is, okay, I get it. Training Day, he played a villain. He may have played a stereotypical villain, okay? But he also, but is Glory stereotypical?
No, actually,
I forgot that he got an award for Glory. That was well deserved. I guess,
David, you are breaking up, and I'm sorry because I really want to hear your point. But thank you for sharing with us. But certainly, Dolly, talk to me about that because, like I said, how do are black folks always going to ride the fence on this issue? Because he was nominated for Training Day, but if he hadn't got it, then we would complain about that. But now he got it, so we complain about that. And now he's, you know, and some could say that he, you know, he's showing, you know, breadth and depth in his acting. And let us say, you know, and I don't know the man personally, but I think it's safe to say that Denzel Washington is no step and fetch it.
Oh, no.
And he played, you know, so do we criticize, one of the best African-American male actors of our time for Training Day?
No, we definitely don't, because Denzel is one of the finest American actors, you know, of this generation.
Right, exactly.
However, there has been a trend, and it's been fairly consistent, that some of the roles that African-Americans are awarded are for sometimes characters that are marginalized. They're a little dark, meaning dark in the nature of the spirit of the character.
Absolutely.
As opposed to being heralded for the greatness that is a part of our culture. So for Denzel Washington not to win for Malcolm X, for him not to win for Hurricane, for Viola Davis not to necessarily win for Doubt, which was a pretty amazing performance. And even we take a look at this year about who's nominated, you know, we need it. It will become fair and a level playing field when there are an equal or greater number of awards for characters and stories that lift up our greatness and our culture.
Tim?
I'm really torn on this one because
my point.
No, but I think that the point is valid, that I've been writing for years about this, and I wrote when Nate Parker was unfairly maligned earlier this year about the types of roles, because I can even take it back to 1963 when Sidney Poitier won an Oscar for Lilies of the Field, when he should have won for Raisin in the Sun, or he could have won for The Defiant One. So you could always go back and make this argument, but there are two factors that I think we're ignoring here. A, the Academy, even with the inclusion of 2,000 new members that Cheryl Boone Isaac has kind of filtered in over the last several years, is still woefully unbalanced in voting. So you still have 85% of the Academy being old white guys. And these old white guys, you know, as I said earlier, are very reactionary. So we had 2 years, you had bad press, you had Oscar So White. I'm not saying that these contenders this year are not deserving, but it is awfully coincidental if you study the history of the Oscars that 18 black nominations. I mean, we've been doing great work for years, and as you said earlier, they just haven't been recognizing it.
But some could also argue that these old white guys are just like a lot of people that are provincial and living only in their own communities. And it is only when somebody knocks on the door and says, guess what? This is what's happening in the broader world that they, you know, that they're not, these guys are not, you know, brain dead. And so obviously somebody has gotten their attention.
Well, somebody has gotten their attention. Yeah. But I think also you got to remember that Hollywood is a club. And ultimately, the way I look at it is that, you know, these are club members giving awards to other club members. Mm-hmm. And we put a lot of kind of, a lot of status and a lot of energy into this. And I think some of it may be a tad misplaced, but again, I'm just saying that because I guess I'm slightly jaded after about a quarter of a century of just watching this madness year in and year out.
Well, you know, I think, too, you know, what I will say that is really positive, and I hope it's not an aberration. I hope this is not the first time. I hope that the box office results of a film like, you know, Hidden Figures that's now at $170 million worldwide, and I think is destined to probably go to $200 or $250 million worldwide, hopefully that will help, you know, open up the pocketbook so that more films like these can continue to be made. I think one thing that's really exciting about this year at the Oscars is that actually there are African Americans who are acknowledged in roles that they're not typically. So Washington, D.C.'s own Bradford Young is probably the most coveted or most sought-after cinematographer. He's actually nominated for the first time ever that an African-American has been nominated for an Oscar for a cinematographer for the film Arrival.
Don't forget Joy McMillan for editor.
Mm-hmm. Joy McMillan for editor and also the producer of Manchester by the Sea.
Kimberly Stewart.
An African-American woman. So these are roles that African-Americans have been shut out of for probably historically. I don't think it's
and
ever
some
happened.
Could argue that that is where a lot of the power is.
Absolutely.
Behind the scenes. You know, we talk about what we see, the actors, the Viola Davis, Denzel Washington, and so forth. But it is, the folks that are behind the scenes, whether it's, you're talking about money, but also those that are really in a position to help pull up other young African American talent.
Yes.
Behind the scenes. And dare we say, the Ava DuVernays of the world, more black women behind the scenes and calling the shots as well. So certainly something to think about. Let me go back to the phone lines and apologize to Shireen. Shireen, you called back. I apologize for hanging up on you. Thank you so much. What do you want to share with us?
Okay, I just have a question.
Sure.
When it comes to the Oscars, are we looking for acceptance or equality?
Both. We really are. I apologize for jumping in that quickly. I think part of the issue, and that's what I was making a statement earlier when I talked about the Academy, right? So when you really look at the size of the Academy and you look at the demographics and the breakdown, it's interesting to me that, we have award shows that honor African Americans. You talk about the Image Awards, you're talking about Black Reel Awards and shows like that are not supported as much. But we crave mainstream acceptance and we want equality in a world that's not equal. And that industry is not equal right now. It's just not.
Nope.
Now, we're working toward equality, but it's going to take maybe a generation or two to really filter through and try to even out and create more opportunities for African Americans in that space. We just are. It's 89 years now, and you see how far we've come in 89 years.
I think there's another reality, Shireen, that a lot of people don't talk about. As Tim just said, talk about the Image Awards. That's that's the Black Club. That's us talking about our own folks, and it's wonderful and it is respectable. And you can put that rascal on the shelf, and aren't Mom and Daddy proud? Because, we marched with the NAACP and everybody else. But that is not going to get you a $20 million paycheck for the theater when, or for the film that you're starring in when the big boys are, writing the checks in Hollywood. And I think that's one of the reasons why, the Denzel Washingtons, of the world are very wealthy. And let me just say, not even the black actors. It's one thing to be nominated, but once you've got that Oscar in your hand, you can command, millions more than you did before you did. Something to think about. Shireen, thank you so much for your phone call. We're going to talk to Andrea calling from Maryland on the other side of this break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. We're talking about the impact of black culture on the Academy Awards. I want to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
That's John Glenn.
What do you ladies do for NASA?
Calculate launch and landing, sir.
Engineering. And I'm proud as the devil to be working with you.
How could you possibly be ogling these white men?
It's equal rights. I have the right to see fine in Africa.
There's no protocol for women attending.
There's no protocol for a man circling the earth either, sir.
Every time we have a chance to get ahead, they move the finish line. Every time.
We all get there together, we don't get there at all.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. That was part of the trailer from Hidden Figures. Of course, Taraji P. Henson featured prominently in that. We are talking about the impact of black culture on the Academy Awards with film producer Dolly Turner and film critic Tim Gordon. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Andrea calling from Maryland. You saw all the movies and you were just full of popcorn, I'm sure.
Yes, I saw all of the movies except I Am Not Your Negro. I didn't see that. I really want to see that. But I really didn't think that Moonlight was a great movie.
Why is that?
I don't think the material was presented in the best light. That's just my...
Explain what you mean by that.
The material is just the way it was presented. And I didn't really like that. I thought that the guy who's nominated for Moonlight, I thought he played a much better role in Hidden Figures. I really thought he should have been nominated for his role in Hidden Figures. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, that's your opinion. There you go. And go see I'm Not Your Negro, and then you'll have them all under your belt. Your thoughts about
Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali. I just think he's just a fantastic actor all around. Television, movies, I mean, the man just exudes talent. He's just powerful.
Brother was in five movies from September to the end of this year.
And no sleep.
No sleep. just immensely talented. But to address what that young lady said earlier, you're absolutely right that people have the right to like what they like and what they don't like. I just disagree. I think that Mahershala Ali, and the reason why he's probably going to win this Sunday, is that he's only in the first third of this film. But his presence emanates throughout the entire story with the actions of the character Chiron that he nurtures early in the film. And the tenderness that he displays is absolutely amazing in a situation where they both needed each other. He needed a father figure, the young boy. The adult looked at this kid and kind of saw the empathy and empathized with his situation. So I just think that Moonlight, which was a film that got eight nominations, is worthy. Mahershala Ali and Barry Jenkins, who probably will win on Sunday. I'm overjoyed for both of those gentlemen.
What do you think, Dolly?
Well, I loved Mahershala Ali. I think he is, a wonderful talent. I think he has a really bright career. What I loved about the film was the cinematography. I loved what I loved most about it was the cinematography and the music. I thought Mahershala Ali was wonderful. It was not my pick for best film. The story I thought was not quite unique again. And my thought again would be for my pick for best film, it would be either Birth of a Nation or Hidden Figures.
Okay. But let's talk about the ones that have been nominated.
Okay.
You know, because Birth of a Nation wasn't. Hidden Figures, there was an Octavia Spencer was nominated, but the film itself was not, was it?
Yeah, it was nominated.
It was not, okay.
It was nominated,
I mean, there's so many. I mean, so Hidden Figures would be your...
Yes.
Okay, why?
Oh, well, I think that it's a unique story. I think that, first of all, it's rooted in history. So it's, we're having a chance to look at a slice of African-American life, first of all, or slice of American life that we never knew about. I think that sometimes when you think about films, you know, it's also about timeliness. You know, I think that we're in a place now where women are still fighting for equal rights, for equal pay, to be respected for their intelligence, their contributions to American society, and even a question around whether or not they can be great leaders. So for Hidden Figures, I thought it was a flawless film. I thought that Taraji P. Henson should actually have been nominated for Best Actress. She was really the lead actress in that film, and she was remarkable. And it's a film that is inspiring women and communities and children around the world.
Well, I have to agree with you there. I loved it. I thought Taraji P. Henson did a wonderful job because, unlike
Moonlight.
No, not Moonlight, but the series that she's in. It escapes me.
Empire.
Thank you so much. She's playing herself in Empire, or a version of herself. I mean, she's just being herself, and that's cool. But and as much as I, really like Octavia Spencer, she didn't do much for me in this film.
Janelle Monáe was the one who really got snubbed. She gave
a wonderful
performance.
Job.
She was great in Moonlight and in Hidden Figures and didn't get nominated for either. And, I mean, no disrespect to Octavia Spencer,
right,
who
exactly.
I think is fantastic.
I just didn't think she, yeah. she just yeah. didn't do much for me. Yeah. And Janelle Monáe, really, because, again, for a lot of people, we only see her as an entertainer, a singer, a dancer, which she does exceptionally well at. And one could even, argue that, her image is even more incredible. As a woman, as a role model for female entertainers and the like. And I just think she did really, really well in Hidden Figures.
I agree.
But, that's my popcorn piece right there. let's talk about and this is the thing that I really wanted to kind of bring to the fore, and I'll ask you this first, Dolly. This isn't Black Lives Matter. How important is this to the broader issue of what's happening in Black culture?
The nominations?
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting time in American and world history. It's very interesting that this is the year that we've had so many strong Black films that actually do reflect the breadth and the depth of African American culture. At a time when our country seems to be some of our leadership seems to be moving more towards, nationalism. I think it's very important. I think that it sends a signal that Black stories, Black African Americans who have contributed to the fabric of American culture on many different levels are being respected and regarded in a certain way. But I think back to the young lady's comment earlier, I think it is important to be acknowledged for our contributions. But I think that we will always have to look inward for our own acceptance. I don't think that we can define our value by the acceptance of others.
Does politics belong in the acceptance speeches? Certainly, we've seen a lot of that. Do you think that people should tone that down or continue to speak up?
I think Hollywood has always been a liberal community. It will be thick on Sunday, and it probably will be for the next 3 years as well. It always has been. I think politics and entertainment sort of almost go hand in hand, that, that people, filmmakers or producers, will produce movies that have political messages in them, that generally will have more liberal messages in them. So, yeah, I don't see a problem with the political messages, because it's got to work both ways. We've watched it work the other way all during a presidential campaign. And I think a lot of what we saw in a presidential campaign will make its way into films, as I said, over the course of this administration.
What do you think about that, darling?
I think that there is absolutely a role for art and activism. Mm-hmm. And I do hope, because the Oscars have a global audience, and I think that it's an opportunity to share the full story. We're moving in a way, unfortunately, that seems as though it is going to become more and more difficult to share truth and honesty in certain ways. And so I think this is an opportunity to share another voice, another perspective, and to challenge the status quo.
Before I end it, I've got about an extra minute left. Maybe we can, you know, cram 12 minutes into 1 minute. You've got a film, Dolly. And tell me about it. And also, how might people be able to see it? What's it called?
It's an award-winning film. It's
12-minute masterpiece. All right.
Sure. The name of the film is called Alone, and it won the Sundance Jury Prize for nonfiction short this year. It's about mass incarceration and its impact on love, and particularly the African-American family. It takes the film looks at a young woman's point of view. She is engaged to her fiancé who goes to jail in Louisiana. She has to make a decision about whether or not she's going to marry him. I think when we think about mass incarceration, what we see is that we look at mass incarceration from a perspective of statistics and not necessarily about its impact on love, the intimacy of love in African-American families.
12 minutes.
12 minutes, power-packed.
Great.
And you can see it on, the film was supported by Sundance Institute, the New York Times, and the MacArthur Foundation. And you can see it now on NewYorkTimes.com, OpDocs.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And hopefully that is just another feather in your cap and allowing you to keep wearing that cap and put more feathers in. So, Dolly Turner and Tim Gordon, thank you both so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And just don't eat too much popcorn and get those jujubes out of your teeth for Sunday, okay? Thank you both so much. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 24th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142.